Hey, hello everyone. My name is Yuan. I'm working with Dr. Fred Gmitter at University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center. First, I really appreciate the committee for giving me this opportunity to talk about our genetic study of citrus aroma volatiles. This is a collaborative study between our lab and the USD Horticulture Research Laboratory at Fort Pierce and the USD Southeastern Fruit and Tree Nut Research Laboratory at Georgia. And our study was supported by the Citrus Research and the Development Foundation and the New Variety Development and Management Corporation. Our objective was to investigate aroma volatiles in a Mandarin F1 population and different citrus selections. And in the long term, we try to understand the characteristics of a good Mandarin fruit and try to find some molecular markers for those fruit characteristics and be applied as a marker assistant citrus breeding. You know, citrus is a big family, and pomelo, mandarin, and citron are the three ancient ancestors. And we know the domestication and distribution of edible citrus began several thousand years ago in Southeast Asia and then spread globally. So in our study, we got F1 mandarin population and several different citrus selections. And for the mandarin type, we got 14 mandarin, king, meerkat, pampao, pumpkin, and sankey. And we got three sour orange type, goto sour orange, zhulan, and one unknown sour orange, as well as owari, sasuma, nose clementine, Mora blood orange, and Rumper Lamb, which is a Mandarin hybrid, as well as a F1 population from 14 cross Meerkat. And there are 116 hybrids in this F1 population. And for each genotype, we sampled 15 fruits, and we put them into three groups, and each group served as one biological replicate for the aroma volatiles analysis. For the measurement of the aroma volatiles, we mixed 3 milliliter juice and 3 milliliter salt, and we used 3 hexanol as the internal standard. And after incubation of half hour in 40 centigrade, we used 2 centimeter spinning fiber to absorb those volatiles for 1 hour long. And after that, those volatiles were separated by a GCMS and then identified by comparison their mass spectra with the three chemical libraries, as well as the previously published retention index of those citrus volatiles. For this F1 population, we got 152 volatiles totally, and we identified 27 and 18 volatiles specifically in 14 and Meerkat respectively, and there are 40 volatiles common for the two parents. And we identified 67 volatiles in the F1 hybrids, which cannot be found in either parent. You know, this is a very big variation. And we know those variations could be used to generate the recommendation in citrus breeding. And for the F1 hybrid, we identified 63 volatiles averagely. And we found 5 volatiles in all F1 hybrid. They are limonene, alpha pinene, myrcene, linalool, and ethyl acetate. Now here we know, as one single monoterpene, limonene could take more than 70% of the total volatile production in mandarin. And that's a huge production. Now then we try to understand if the effect of different factors, and we performed the ANOVA analysis, and we found a significant effect from genotype, year, month, for the sesquiterpene, monoterpene, and the total volatile production, which means it's quite different from different season. Then we try to understand the relationship between those volatiles in this F1 population, and we performed the correlation analysis. You can see you can see most of the significant correlation are positive, and we know those highly correlated volatiles either share a common structure and belong to the same family, like those volatiles from sulfiterpene, from aldehyde, or from ester, or they are in the same biosynthesis pathway and controlled by a single enzyme, which means they are from a common precursor. You can see the two volatiles from different groups, and they are highly correlated. And then we put those volatiles according to their chemical structure, and we found the positive correlation among most of the chemical groups. Then we try to understand if there is any impact from the fruit characteristics on those volatile production, and we found some interesting results. First, we found the fruit diameter, fruit weight, and the juice percentage are negatively correlated with the volatile production. This means the bigger one fruit, the less volatile production. And for the sugar, for the soluble solids content and the acid content, they are positively correlated with the volatile production. And then we measured the juice color with the Hunter color ratio, A over B ratio, and we can see the negative correlation of the juice color with most of the volatile production, even though you can see the R value is small, but it's negative. Then we compared the volatiles from 13 citrus selections, and we found quite a large variation among them. Here the different color represent the different chemical class, like monoterpene, sesquiterpene. And we can see the first six genotype are mandarin type, Furchin, King, Murcut, Pampa, Pumpkin, and Sunkey. And we can see the number of volatiles are from 28 for Pumpkin, 254 for Murcut Mandarin. And then those three, Goto, Sour Orange, and Zhuan Sour Orange, those three Sour Orange produced volatiles quite differently. You can see Goto Sour Orange produced the greatest number of volatiles among those citrus selections. And another rootstock, Zhuan Sour Orange, produced like 30% of the volatiles compared to Goto. Another unknown sour orange produced 78 volatiles, which is quite similar to the number of volatiles produced in Mora blood orange, which is 85. Then we found Ovaris Azuma and Nose Clementine produced quite similar volatiles, around 30. And the Rumper Lime produced 53 volatiles. And the major reason for the greatest number of volatiles from Goto is a sesquiterpene. You can see this is sesquiterpene, which is much more than the rest of the citrus selection here. And we found some volatiles presented in all the samples: ethanol, acton, 2-methyl, 2-propanol, alpha pinene, myrcene, alpha terpene, p-cymene, limonene, terpenolene, linalool, and one unknown volatile. And then we performed the ANOVA analysis, and we found that the effect of genotype was significant for the sulfiterpene, monoterpene, and the total volatile production. Then we tried to understand the relationship between those citrus selections based on the volatile production, and we performed the principal component analysis. And you can see the Mora blood orange and the Goto sour orange are quite different from each other and from the other citrus selections. And then we found the Murcut Mandarin and another sour orange are different from the other citrus selections. They can be distinguished from other citrus selections based on the volatile profile. And those citrus selections in this cycle, we amplify them here, and you can see they are hardly to be distinguished from each other just based on the volatile production. Then we genotyped all the 13 citrus selections with 1536 genotyping assay, and then we cluster them based on the genotype of molecular markers. You can see those 13 citrus selections were clustered into three groups. The first group included three sour orange and the Mora blood orange. And the second group included King Mandarin, Marcat, Pampao, Pumpkin, and Sankey. The last group included Nose Clementine, Fortune Mandarin, Awari Satsuma, and Rampart Lime. Then we performed the cluster analysis based on the volatiles, just based on the volatiles profile, and the result is a little different from the molecular marker result. You can see because of the greatest number of volatiles production in Goto, which is really different from the other citrus selections. And then we found the Mora blood orange and the sour orange are close to each other. And the Marcat Mandarin is different from other mandarins. And the Rampart Lime, King Mandarin, Pampao Mandarin, and the Zhulan sour orange are close to each other. And the Sankey Mandarin is different from other four citrus selections. Fortune, Awari Satsuma, Nose Clementine, and the Pumpkin Mandarin. We know Goto sour orange is a citrus cultivar which has been used as a rootstock in some area of China for a long time. And actually, Goto sour orange is not a true sour orange, it's a sour orange type hybrid. And compared to the other citrus selections, we can see it contains really low soluble solids content and high value of tertiary acidity, and the ratio is quite large, and the taste is really sour. And the future work, first we try to understand why Goto sour orange could produce so many volatiles, especially so sweet terpene compared to other citrus selections. And second, we are thinking about how to utilize this one as a germplasm resource to improve the volatile production citrus breeding. And thank you very much.
We have 2 minutes for questions. Any questions?
Based on your the genotyping relations and also based on the this slide, I think that they're pretty correlated. Do you think that you see the Goto is on the, of course, on this side, Goto is separate from others, but the rest group of things are pretty correlated. Like a lot of group of the
Yes. Yeah, maybe I think one reason is because Goto is really different from other.
I'll repeat the question.
What's the question?
The question was they look very correlated based on cluster analysis from volatile as opposed to molecular marker.
We have presented that they are very different, but look at them, I think they are pretty correlated.
Yes, I think here, first this is one harvest season data, and we know the climate and the environment has significant effect on the volatile production. Second, I think when I perform the cluster analysis, because this one is totally different from others, and maybe that's why compared to this one, those citrus selections are close to each other. Maybe when I remove this one, the result would be a little different.
Okay, time is up for questions. Thank you.
Thank you.